Welcome to Good Enough Creative, a podcast for creative people. Hello again, and welcome back. I'm your host, Marie Green, and this week we're talking about the village. Your village. Did you know you have a village? If you don't, we'll talk about how to get one and why it's so important. When I say village, what I mean is your community. As I work with creative people around the world, I've found that the best antidote to discouragement is to have a supportive community. The cure for waning inspiration is a community. The cure for loneliness, community. Feeling like you need more support, you need a community. Being part of a community adds a rich layer of support and inspiration to your creative process. And I think many of us tend toward being a bit introverted. For me, I'm an extroverted introvert, meaning I do well in social situations. And I think everyone kind of assumes I'm an extrovert because I'm pretty gregarious, but social stuff wears me out. And so if I'm given the choice, I would always choose staying home. Is that terrible? Because I'm so much more comfortable being a hermit and staying in my own quiet little bubble. But the problem is, we don't really grow when we stay in our bubble. Not to say that we don't make progress, but it's very limiting. And it's when we do push ourselves a bit to get out there and meet new people, try new things, and take part in community building events that we actually stretch our creative muscles and we prime ourselves for new ideas. So that might sound a little weird. Why would being part of a community contribute to our creativity? Well, I'm glad you asked. Have you ever had an experience where you're trying to figure out a solution to something and you keep churning it around in your head over and over, but you just can't seem to solve it? And then at some point you find yourself talking about it to someone else, someone who probably isn't even involved at all, and maybe this is the first time they've even heard it, but they make a suggestion that seems so obvious, totally solves the problem, but it's something you hadn't thought of. Or what about the feeling of being able to share what you know to help someone else further their skills or solve a creative problem? Being part of a community adds a whole new layer of meaning to your creative practice. So how do you find a community? And if there's not one, how do you create it? So first, look for like minds. If you are a knitter, look for a local yarn shop. If you sew, look for a local fabric shop. If you write, look for a local NaNoWriMo group or writer's circle. I will link to that in the show notes. I know it sounds weird, NaNoWriMo, National Novel Writing Month, which I think is in November, so it's actually coming up. If you paint or love ceramics or pottery, look for local workshops or supply stores, something like that where people congregate. Whatever it is you love to do, start by seeking out like minds at a place they might already be going. Often stores will have their own meetups, knit nights, sewing retreats, open pottery evenings, paint and sip, things like that. Is it awkward to show up and be the newbie? Yes, it definitely is. But is it worth trying? Yes, it definitely is. What if you go to where the like minds are and they aren't friendly? This is a very real fear, I know, for many of us. Maybe you show up and you've got your game face on and you're ready to embrace the new experience and you don't feel welcome. That stinks. And sometimes it happens. And I'm telling you this only because I don't want to be all glitter and fairy farts about what it means to find your village. It doesn't always happen on the first try. And there will be times that putting yourself out there feels really uncomfortable and it doesn't even pay off. But I don't want a negative experience to hold you back. I think we've all had those times when we've been courageous enough to show up and then it didn't work out. It can sort of feel like a slap in the face, and then you're less likely to want to try again. So it's really important to leave room for the possibility that, hey, it might not go well, but that doesn't mean you shouldn't have tried. And I am a firm believer in trying again somewhere else. So let me share an example. This might make you feel better. Years ago, I moved to a brand new city and I was really excited to discover that they had a knitting guild. I had been a solo knitter my whole life, and I'd never been part of a community of people who loved fiber the way I did. I didn't even live near a yarn shop. I had nada. So I was pretty excited. And when I went to the first guild meeting, the group was not very welcoming. And I thought, well, it's just because I'm new. But they seemed intent on not even learning my name. They just referred to me as New Girl, not just that first day, but for months to come. I attended several meetings and their annual retreat, but in the end, the guild and I just weren't clicking. I came to the conclusion that it wasn't the community I'd been hoping for, and I was disappointed, but it wasn't the end of my search. It just took me some time, but eventually I did find my people. I just had to keep putting myself out there, and I know that's probably not the advice you want to hear. It's hard to put yourself out there, but here's the thing. You're going to run into this. So you may put yourself out there and not get the warm welcome you hoped for. And if that happens, please don't stop trying, because when you find your village, it will be worth it. So I'm not trying to discourage you here, but I do want to just be realistic for a second and say, put yourself out there. It won't hit every time, but it's worth it because sometimes it will. So what if you don't have a local shop that supports your craft and you don't have a guild? Then what? Look for an online community, but more than just a collection of people with similar interests, because I feel like that can be too broad. I think it's far more important to find a supportive space where you can be genuine and you can know that you belong. Not every online space is created equally, so choose wisely, give it a go, and try it on for size. If it feels like home, then you found your spot. I have an online community for knitters called Knit Camp, and I found that many of the members don't have a local support system for their craft. So they become part of my worldwide support system, which not only fills the need for emotional support and encouragement, but becomes a source for inspiration and education and sharing ideas. Your village doesn't have to be local. It's fun if it is, because it can mean having the opportunity to get together in real life. But these days, your village might only be a couple of clicks away. And sometimes that virtual community leads to real life, in-person experiences and friendships. And that's what I'm finding with my Knit Camp community. Just the other day, a customer of mine mentioned that she really wanted to make the trip, about 4 or 5 hour drive, to my book lunch party. And she didn't have anyone to go with. So I saw her tagging friends in her comments on Facebook, asking if anyone wanted to go with her. And eventually, she made an executive decision and she just signed up, even if it meant showing up by herself. And because I know the people in this village, it's my home yarn shop, so these are people I know I can count on to warmly welcome anyone who walks in the door. I know that Terry will feel at home and she'll leave knowing that her community, her village, has expanded to include the people that she meets there. And what's more, because Terry went out of her comfort zone and she decided to just go for it, she inspired another wonderful member of my online community, shout out to Kim, to buy a plane ticket and fly in. And now they're conspiring to drive together and maybe even stay together for the event. When Terry made the decision to make the drive and show up to an event filled with strangers, she had no way of knowing how that would all go down. And the reason I share this is because when you say yes to an experience, you put yourself in the way of opportunity. It has no choice but to run right into you. So if you're struggling to connect and find your village, ask yourself if you're saying yes to opportunities when they come your way. Because if you're not, you may be passing up the chance you've been waiting for. Finding your village is often disguised as a simple calendar event. You just never know what that opportunity might bring. Another way to create your own village is to teach what you know. I always wanted to be part of a knitting group, but I was the only knitter I knew right up until my late 30s. So in order to have knitting friends, I taught my friends to knit. Last but not least, if all else fails, take a class. I know I say this a lot, but I just can't stress enough the value of expanding your knowledge and just getting out there and getting involved with other people who also want to learn. Meeting other students through classes and workshops is a great way to connect and form extensions to your community. So when I think about the people in my village, both near and far, I can trace our friendships back to single decisions I made to go out of my comfort zone and take a chance. I went to a festival, I took a class, I hopped on a plane to another country, I said yes to a crazy new idea, I started a conversation, I invited people I didn't know very well to come to my home or join my knit night. I invested in things I wanted to learn or do, even if it meant doing it by myself. Every meaningful connection required something of me, a moment of bravery and a willingness to put myself out there. If you're waiting until you have a friend to go with, stop waiting. That's just an excuse and it makes us miss out on the fun. For all you know, a friend you haven't met yet is waiting for you on the other side of that decision. So I want to ask you this, do you have a village? If you don't, I encourage you to take a step or two or three out of your comfort zone and throw yourself right in the way of opportunity. If you keep standing in its way, it will have no choice but to run right into you. And if you have a village, are you making the most of it? Are you showing up and sharing your inspiration? Are you asking for encouragement and support if you need it? Are you providing encouragement and support to the other people in your community? Is there more you can do to show up and bring your creative light? It's not always easy, but I promise you, it is so worth it. That's it for this week. I can't believe the time's already up. Great things happen when you say yes. Will it be great every time? Probably not, let's be honest, but the connections that matter are worth working for. So say yes as often as you can. And hey, remember, you've got this.